Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two, Instigators. Happy St. Paddy's Day to everybody. I got a hilarious tweet I got to read here. I don't know who Keith Buckley is. He's a Buffalonian, born in West Seneca. He's a musician. I'm learning all this off of Wikipedia. Thank you, Internet. And he's in the bands Every Time I Die and The Damned Things. And he's obviously pretty successful. So he sends out this tweet this morning. My buddy sent it to me. 942. He said, when we were rained out on Warped Tour, we used to sit on the bus, put NHL on Xbox, set it to computer versus computer, and bet on the outcome. If anyone is looking for excitement while quarantined, I recommend this highly.
No way.
Well, it's kind of what I suggested the other day. I feel like I said when the league was postponing at first or pausing, or well, I don't know what the difference is in words, but you know, one says postpone, one says pause. It all means the same to me. I said just have like a star player on each team or the best player in PlayStation or whatever, play it out. I was kidding, because when you're doing a show like this, you're allowed to think of any, you know, whackball idea you can. But this is actually kind of hilarious. This is actually really funny. So you could actually set the teams to the game that is supposed to be on tonight. I haven't even looked at the schedule.
So you know what I'm doing as soon as I go home from here.
You're going
to
watch.
I am going home to tell my kid to set that up, and I want to see.
Well, let's see what the Sabres' next game would be.
I'm going to have both my kids bet.
Look at this. Montreal Canadiens will be live streaming another EA Sports NHL simulation of tomorrow's game versus the Kings. But now you're the coach. Submit a lineup by what? Montreal Canadiens, they want you to submit a lineup, vote on a lineup. Oh, my God.
You had that idea last week.
I said in our group chat, too, we should do this for the Sabres games live on the air and have Dan Dunleavy come in and call the game.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do, eh?
I bet Dan would he'd love to do that. Are you kidding me? Dan's got a great personality. This would be right up his alley. But, I mean, this is exactly what we should be doing. We should be coming in here saying, did you see that play by Jack last night? And then you can really quote Vince Vaughn where he says, I can't take all the credit. I got to give some of the credit to these little digital guys with the big hearts.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go home. And I'm going to get my kids all excited.
You are.
I'm going to say, let's go down and get on the Xbox. And I'm going to tell one of them to take one team, and one of them's going to take the other. And the loser is going to do chores around the house. How about that?
Well,
it's a great idea.
You have Buffalo at Carolina tonight. That's a big game.
That's a big tilt.
Carolina's still battling for a playoff spot. And, you know, Buffalo is just trying to play spoiler. But they might go to a 24-team playoff.
Or you saw what Marty sent out to the group the other day about having every team in the league having an opportunity to play like a one-game elimination to move on. Did you see that?
I saw. There's just been so many things tossed out
there. I really liked it, though.
What was it? Well, let's keep going. What is it? Because no idea is a bad idea right now. Apparently, my simulation of the games was terrible, but now everybody's doing it.
I can't believe. You know what? I think I called you a meatball.
You did? So did Elliot
Friedman. And now everybody's.
Elliot Friedman was in on that, too. And you know what? Listen, that's the thing about me, guys. You got to understand that. I will literally say anything. So what is this? Proposal for modified 2020 Stanley Cup playoff tournament in case of extended hiatus for COVID-19. Round one. So you'd have – see, I don't understand all this. So basically you have
round one. You have team number 31, which is the Red Wings, is going to play team number 18 in the league, which would be Florida. And it's so on. So you have Ottawa, obviously, is going to play Nashville, number 19.
Why obvious? I don't understand.
Because
why.
that's the standings right now. So Buffalo right now is 25th in the league. They're going to play the 24th ranked Montreal Canadiens. What happens is in round one, those teams play for a one-game elimination. If you win it, you move to the second round. Okay? You have the Oilers at 9. That are waiting for who they play. The, you know, Dallas at 10, 11 is Carolina, 12 is Toronto Maple Leafs, and so on all the way up to, you know, 17. Do you understand so far?
I'm there.
Yeah. I think we should tweet that out and have people go to our Twitter, Instigator's Twitter, just to kind of check out what
we're
talking about.
I'm going to say this.
I think it's really cool.
The league has nothing to lose. The league, in my opinion, you know, like we cover the game for a living. And I'll tell you that the league literally has nothing to lose, whatever they decide to do.
Yeah.
It will be unfortunate if they do 24 teams because the Sabres don't do it. They give everybody a chance. But I'll be honest when I say this, not everybody deserves a chance. Not everybody deserves a chance. There are teams like that.
Who doesn't deserve a chance in this scenario right now? Wouldn't you love to see...
So let's just take the obvious one without Detroit.
Okay.
They don't earn. Okay. Let's just take Detroit and say, you don't deserve it.
But like, let's just say Detroit would be a team that you would love to watch to see if they can move on.
Maybe you rule Detroit out of this equation and you give them the first overall pick. And then everybody else gets to play. Like, that is their, they're already eliminated. They're the only team, as producer, director, head coach, captain, general manager, Jeff Kolnack is doing right here. He just put up on the screen. They're the only team officially eliminated. Give them the number one pick and let everybody else in.
Officially eliminated by how many points? Who's the second worst team in the National Hockey? Was it
LA
or Ottawa? So there was... Holy jumping, Jehoshafina. 39 points, Detroit. 39 points Detroit had. Second worst team in the league.
You can't even fake that.
Second worst team in the league was 62 points.
You laugh, man. Detroit's in a lot of trouble.
No, they're not.
Okay. Nobody.
They're not going to be in a lot of trouble because they're going to make a big trade this summer.
We are going to see now that the and listen, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Steve Yzerman. So if he were to listen to this, he would obviously be betting against me and saying who the hell am I, which is fine. Although I have a hilarious Steve Yzerman story, by the way, that involves me, but I don't know that I want to share it. It involves Roysey too. I don't even know if I want to reopen those days, but I you know what, maybe another day. We'll save that. You can bring that back up another day, but so my point is about Detroit.
Have you ever seen their top players, their top paid players in Detroit?
So my point is about
Detroit. They're like dinosaurs.
My point is about Detroit. You are going to see maybe but I'm saying there is potential. A team where they are going to have to build much like the Sabres did. Because now that there's no Datsyuk, Zetterberg, Lidstrom,
still paying Zetterberg.
Okay, well, he's not there. But I'm saying, like, the years and years and years of playoff success, now that they're over officially, it's going to be a very long time, I think, before we see that team come back around.
Why? When I brought up Dylan Larkin the other day, why does Detroit have to keep this guy? He's 23 years old. He's making $6.1 million. He's a number one center in the National Hockey League. Tell me why.
Do you want to jump from the playoff conversation right to Dylan Larkin on the Sabres and your selfish dry erase board for everybody?
Selfish dry erase board.
All you do is focus, circle back to what move can, like, that is literally outside of, I don't know what you do more in your life, like dry erase board or live.
Because I want to make this team better. I want to see change.
I get that. But
we've
took
seen
our
the
good...
same players on the roster for years. Let's just hope that they turn things around. No, it's not being turned around. There needs to be a roster makeover.
My point about Detroit, Riv, was who wants to go and play in Detroit? And I'm not trying to take shots at Detroit.
Nobody right now.
I'm not trying to take shots at Detroit because I've said the same thing about Buffalo. You have to. It has to be homegrown, unfortunately, and that takes a lot longer. It has to be through trades that work out. It has to be through trades of like with players that are young and are about to take a turn in their careers. For example, Dylan Strom. But my point is that Detroit's in a very tough spot. First overall pick or not this year. I don't care.
Listen.
I don't care.
They are a long time away. 5 years minimum to acquire the proper players that it's going to take for that team to even come out and be competitive. They have no defense moving forward. You go back to the Detroit roster. You know, they have like their older players, who they have, Filppula, who is a dinosaur, Advocator.
There you go. Darren Helm, is he old too? Is Helm considered old? He's 33.
Helm's 30. Yeah, he's old. And in today's game, you know, Franz Nielsen is 35. Advocator is 33. Darren Helm's 33. Sam Gagne, who is in the minors for a lot, who is in Edmonton, up and down, getting a cup of coffee. He's 30 years old. Filppula's 35. Clendenning's 30. This is...
This segment brought to you by Advil for Advil Cater. So was that an Advil Cater? We got an Advil Cater.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, my brother. And they have term on their deal too. Like this is not a team. This is a disaster. This is a team that
so
needs
back to my
a
point.
Complete
give them
makeover.
The number one pick, and then you have 30 teams. You have 15 rounds.
No, I'm not giving them anything. I'm not giving them anything. What? Sabres, how many times had the opportunity to be pick first overall? We were supposed to pick first overall, but we lost out and got number two, ended up picking Jack Eichel, which was a great pick, but Connor McDavid went first. So I'm not giving anything
to
Detroit Red Wings. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'm talking about Dylan Larkin. I brought this up. He's 23 years old. He's going to go through complete misery, and it's only going to get worse in Detroit.
See, I want everyone to know that when I make a bad idea, it's not necessarily because I believe it. It's because I get that reaction, and that's why I do it. It's great entertainment. It's like seeing get all.
What are you
going
to have to give up to get Dylan Larkin? Probably going to have to give up a lot, but it doesn't matter. I mean,
I would rather be more inclined to see Jason Botchell go after Dylan Strom than Dylan Larkin. I'm not saying that Strom is a better player. I'm just saying that I feel like you'd be more likely and maybe more able to get Strome off of based on their situation.
Question.
Now, you're not going to rip them off. You're not going to rip them off and rob them in the deal, but you might be able to get him. He might be a player that they might be able to say, well, we didn't give up a ton. Like, Vinny Hinostroza was in that deal,
yeah,
and there was another piece in that deal. But it's not like that. But what I'm saying is that I think with their salary cap situation, the players on long-term IR, DeBrincat's contract kicking in, Kane Taves still at 10.5. You're going to have a Kubalik that you're going to have to pay a ton of money to.
Kubalik's going to make a lot of money.
So,
30 goals this year. He's a rookie, 24 years old. You know, Kirby, Dak.
Well, he's still on an entry-level deal.
He's on an entry-level deal, but what I'm saying is they're going to want him to move into a bigger role. And, you know, he's had a nice rookie season. They're going to want him to take on something bigger. Is Dylan
Strome? Can you
click
on Drake Caggiula, please? I'd like to see his stats. Because he's up. He's an RFA. They're
terrible stats. I already looked
stats
at him.
Yeah, he's not having a good year.
Not good. Not good. And he's playing. He's playing with the big boys, but he's not producing at all. And he's tiny.
What's tiny mean? How tiny is he? He's 5'10". I mean, that's not tiny. 5'10 is not tiny. I think
5'10 is tiny in a league that the league minimum is, you know, the average height of a player in the league is 6'1", 6'2", and over 200 pounds. So, yes, that's not a big kid.
5'8 is tiny. Like Yamamoto's tiny.
Okay. How many 5'8 guys are in the
Kirby is tiny.
How many 5'8 guys in the National Hockey League?
I don't know. There's probably at least one on every team. There's got to be one on every team. Who's tiny on the Sabres right now? They have any tiny guys? How tall is Lawrence Pilot?
5'10", 5'11".
Okay, so in your standards, he's tiny.
5'11".
Okay.
5'11", Lawrence Pilot. That's our small guy.
Is he the smallest guy on the team? Cahoon, how tall is Cahoon? He's got to be 5. Well, I think we've looked him up. He's like 5'11". Yeah, he's 5'11". But these are height stats, which means there's at least an inch and a half added on all this stuff.
Most of these guys, most guys in the National Hockey League are over 6 feet. 6'1" is the average height in the National Hockey League. So when you're talking about a guy who's 5'10" and he's 176 pounds, that's small. I got 10 kids on the 15U team that my son plays on that are bigger than this kid. So...
Okay.
Anyway, moving on from that, but
let's take a break.
I guess you don't like my Dylan Larkin. It just cost too much.
You know what it was? It's not, I think that yes, it's. I don't understand why Detroit would give Dylan Larkin to the Buffalo Sabres.
Because he's not. Like, they're not giving him.
Much,
that's the whole point. They're not giving him.
How much are you going to give to get him? Like, and number one, I'm going to tell
how
you.
How do you get better in the National Hockey League?
I'm going to tell you again. Everyone keeps forgetting about – everyone throws this word untouchable around. They look at the Sabres roster, and they're like, there are two untouchables. It's Jack and Darlene. Well, no. There's another one. I am not going to part ways with Dylan Cousins under any circumstances. Any circumstances. If there's a trade to be made and you want a young forward prospect,
so you're telling me right now
it starts with Casey Mittelstadt.
You're telling me right now that if you had an opportunity to bring in – Dylan Cousins Dylan Larkin, that you will not give up Dylan Cousins?
The problem is, and the reason why I'm going to say no to that, is because it's Dylan Cousins and.
Exactly, because you're getting a bona fide star in the league. Dylan Cousins hasn't proved anything.
And Dylan Larkin is a bona fide star?
He's a star.
Star.
Yeah. When you go to the All-Star game, you're a star, Petey, and he's been there multiple times. He's won the fastest skater competition. He scored over 30 goals. He's had over 70 points. What more do you want? What more do you want?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I guess when I think about
Dylan Cousins is expendable if you get the right player. And I'll tell you right now, Dylan Larkin is that player.
I think I'm just arguing the fact, and I continue to come up with more scenarios as to why you couldn't get him. And because the fact is, Detroit's not going to part ways with him. They're just never. You say, what is Detroit going to hang on to this guy
for?
Well,
let me ask you.
Here's
this.
What I'll tell you. If it's a long term, this guy probably. I would love to know, and we'll never know because Dylan Larkin will never answer this question, nor will he ever have to answer this question, because if it's ever asked, he doesn't have to answer it. He can make up an answer. But what's more important than Dylan Larkin in his career? Do you think he would rather be a lifer in Detroit, in his hometown state, where he literally has probably never left except to go to away games? Okay, because everything he did was Little Caesars. We've gone over this before. NTDP, University of Michigan, Grand Rapids Griffins, Detroit Red Wings. His whole life is Michigan. Now, granted, he could probably use a little trip outside the bubble and go play somewhere else. Might help his game a little bit. Not that he needs it, but he's might help his game even more, take it to the next level. But my point is, I bet you if you were to ask Dylan Larkin, would you rather be a lifer in Detroit, make $100 million playing for the Red Wings and stay there for 15 years, or go somewhere and win a cup? I guarantee you he'd say, well, I'd love to stay in Detroit and try and win here, but we'll see what happens. He's not going to want to leave. He would never want to leave.
So you're Dylan Larkin.
Yep.
He's a star in the National Hockey League. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that he's willing just to stand pat and go through
maybe
the next 5+ years of losing.
Wouldn't you be? You
no,
get
I,
what
absolutely
long
not.
Off season, like, you know, you're a hometown god. I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about. It's an
I don't know. Go ask Jack Eichel how happy he is.
It's an unbelievable scenario.
Go ask Sam Reinhardt
well,
how happy
I'm sure
he's been
Jack
here for
Eichel,
5 years.
I'm sure if Jack Eichel, if the Buffalo Sabres were in North Chelmsford, is it? I'm sure if they were literally in North Chelmsford, I'm pretty sure Jack would probably be all right.
Happy. Oh, I don't think so.
Well, then
I don't think so.
Maybe that's just my mindset, and I'm speaking
These everybody. Players want to win. These players want to win.
You really believe, and this is not a conversation about Jack Eichel or Dylan Larkin. This is young players in general. You really believe that winning still takes a precedent nowadays? I don't. I absolutely do not. And if you think for a second.
That is such a joke coming out of your mouth.
Okay.
Because I have not sat here more than one day on this bloody show and not have you talk about, oh, Riz, I'm going to talk about it again. 2006 season when we were winning all the time. That's what I hear all the time. And that's what comes out. You are part of that team that won so many games. It was so fun. The environment.
That was
you guys were
15
competitive.
Years ago.
Oh, so that changes.
I think it does change.
No,
I think mindset changes. Riv.
I don't know. Go ask Sam Reinhardt and Jack Eichel if their minds changed.
That's what I'm going to tell you. That's what I'm telling you. No athlete. I'm not talking hockey players. I'm not talking Sabres. I'm not talking Larkin. I'm talking athletes. I'm willing to bet that if you had to pull athletes, what's it called, Jeff? Hidden ballot, secret ballot, had to pull them and say, give us your honest answer. Would you rather make $100 million and not win? Or X and...
Oh, so
win.
What's X?
I don't know what X is.
So he's going to make 95 and win. He's going to take the 95 and win.
You know what I've learned about you in 4 years? You're
crazy.
Like the kid in the schoolyard who loves to just jump on the small argument, take the most obvious stance, and then bury somebody with it. But think about what I'm saying for a second.
No, I definitely hear what you're saying and completely disagree with you. I honestly think Dylan Larkin sits at home in this offseason, in this time, and understands that his team literally has 39 points right now.
Right.
23 points behind.
And I'm not saying that he's happy. I'm just saying.
Oh, but he's going to be happy for the next 5 years.
No, all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that he's happy losing. I'm just saying that I'm sure that
he's going to be happy making money.
Why don't you finish my sentence? Literally finish my sentence every single time so that you can sound right. It's literally like being married to you. It like literally, I feel like I'm married to you 10 hours a week, and I got
don't listen to me.
No, I do. I do. I do listen to you, Riv. I do listen to you because I have no other choice. Because when I'm speaking, I get chopped at the knees and just, you know.
You're now getting sensitive.
I am getting sensitive. I'm getting sensitive. We got to wrap. But when we come back, I'm going to make my case. Anyone else enjoying this? Because I'm not. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I guess my argument is just, he's not leaving Detroit. If you told Larkin, you're never going to win. And I can't speak for him, but that's what we do here. We speak for everybody. I'm just saying, he's not leaving Detroit. I bet he'd say, go here for $100 million, you can win one or two cups. You can, or for $40 million, $50 million, you can stay here. And like, go somewhere for $50, win. Stay here for $100.
How about this?
Win.
How about this, Andrew? How about you don't have to ask Dylan Larkin what he wants to do, because guess what?
He's just going to do whatever he wants.
He doesn't have a no-trade clause. He's the only star in the National Hockey League that does not have a no-movement clause. So you don't have to ask him what he wants to do, because he doesn't have that choice. Key point. I think Stevie Yzerman is going to think, do I need a Dylan Larkin in my lineup now? Or do I need a Dylan Larkin in my lineup 3 to 4 or 5 years down the line and develop that guy? And that guy is, what's his name? Lafreniere?
Okay, moving on.
All right.
There was evolving hockey. They did contract projections. So Matthew Barzal, Alex Petrangelo, Sam Reinhart, Taylor Hall, Max Domi, Ryan Strome, Torrey Krug, Tyson Berry, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Evgeny Dadonov. There's one player on there that we really do care about the most, and the prediction for Sam Reinhart would be 8 years, $9,012,000. Let me repeat that again. The predicted cap hit for Samson Reinhart, $9,012,000. Now, we were either way off.
What was this segment? Buy, sell, or trade? Okay.
Not yet.
Well, if it was, I'd be selling this one, that's for sure. $9 million? I do not think so. Not even close. Not even on the same stratosphere. I don't know where they're getting their projections from. I would love to be able to speak with someone that is.
Did I miss something? Is he a UFA?
He is a UFA.
Like, that's a UFA number. And I still don't even think, no offense, Sam, because, I mean, if you're talking, oh, he's not going to get $9 million, we're not saying he's a bad player because he's getting the 7 range, the 8 range. But this, I mean, what did, Jeff, I can't see, what did it say? It said 8.8 for Taylor Hall.
Well, how about we do this? There's how many on this list? 10. Okay, so there's 10 on this list. Matthew Barzal, Petrangelo, Sam Reinhart, Taylor Hall, Max Domi, Ryan Strom, Torrey Krug, Tyson Berry, Pierre-Luc Dubois, and Evgeny Dandanov. How about we put these 1 through 10 just in this list?
Of what?
Guys that
want to have most?
You would think would be
the highest paid?
Yeah, the highest paid, the highest cap hit.
Out of all these guys, I probably would have thought Taylor Hall. But not. It's just because of hype. I'm
surprised that you say that.
Okay.
Do you not value Matthew Barzal has done in his short period?
Absolutely not the case at all. But isn't this his second contract? Wouldn't he just be, or is he, would he be, is this his?
This is his second, yes.
He's on his second as we speak?
No.
He's on his entry level?
Yes.
That's quite the jump, no?
Well, what'd Jack Eichel do?
Yeah, I suppose you're right on that.
I mean, all the top players in the league are producing are getting paid. And they're getting paid in a long-term contract.
You know why I don't think, for some reason, I don't know how he does it, but Lou just manages to keep guys' numbers down. Like, he'll get Barzal, Barzal will sign for 8 years, $8 million. You watch.
And I think that's kind of, I'm not sure, I don't think he'll sign for eight. I think he'll actually be more than that.
8.5.
He's in his rookie season.
He won Rookie of the Year.
He won Rookie of the Year. 22 goals,
yeah,
and 85 points in 82 games. Yeah. Now he played as a second-line center, played behind Jonathan Toews, and that was a good thing for him because he wasn't getting the top-end defender players against him on a nightly basis. So he capitalized on that opportunity. Last year, in 82 games, he had 18 goals and 62 points.
Yeah, that's a 20. It's a 23-point drop-off.
20,
and then this year he's on pace for 70 points, if that.
Yeah.
You can give him $9 million. You give him $9 million if he goes 85, 85, 85. You give him $9 million. You don't give him $9 million because he goes 85, 62, 70.
Yeah.
I don't understand what is going on. That's like, I don't understand.
He'll be a 75, 80-point player throughout his career, I think. Would you not think that?
Isn't that what Clayton Keller's projected to be, too? Like, they're kind of, like, Clayton Keller had
his best year was 65 points, though.
As a rookie. And I don't know if he played the whole season, but my point, yeah, okay, so you're not giving this guy $9 million?
Yes,
9.8
you are.
Million?
No question you're giving him, God. You're giving
Lou
him
Lamoriello
$9 million.
Lou Lamoriello's not going to let that happen.
Well, listen, I mean,
Then he won't get it. He won't get a long-term deal. He'll get a bridge deal. And then if he gets a bridge deal and gets back-to-back years at 60 points, because the deeper that team gets, the less it's going to fall on him. They just made some moves. They got Pageau. They made some moves. I mean,
yeah,
he's not the only shark in the tank anymore.
Yes, I understand that. But he is the – if you're looking at one player that's on the team, they have a tremendous amount of guys that they have paid a lot of money to. They have some guys that are on some really good contracts, and they also have some guys that are on some contracts that are being paid way more than what
these
they
are.
Should.
All these what do you mean? All these contracts in Long Island are questionable. Like Andrew Ladd's done.
Let's go to Eberle.
Eberle's 29. He has 4 more years at 5.5. Brock Nelson's 28. He's got 5 more years after this year at 6. Anders Lee is 29. He's got 6 years after this.
Anders Lee has been a 30-goal scorer for a very long time in the league. He scored a lot of goals. you know, 30, what has he got? 25, 1 year. He's got
40 another. So
30, 40, 28.
Like a long, Mike Bossy had a long stint, not Anders Lee.
All I'm saying is, you know, the market has been set for players. Anders Lee's making $7 million. He's scored 40 goals and 30 goals.
Then we may as well just turn this into football and say, and do it by left winger, and do it by right winger, and do it by centerman, and D partners, and goaltenders, and just categorize it as position. Isn't that what they do in football? Like, this guy's, you franchise tag a guy and it's the average of the top five, right? Yeah. Isn't that how that works? I mean, so basically, is the market really being set, or I just think it's a crapshoot for some person to tweet out and say, oh, this guy's gonna get 9.8 million. This guy's gonna get 9 million. Like, no offense to Sam, but if the Sabres are forced to pay Sam Reinhart 9 million, they gotta move on from him.
100%. That's not even, I mean, that's a
lot.
But
the question is now, what team takes on Sam Reinhart at $9 million?
None. Zero. Not even close. There's not going to be a team in this league that'll pay Sam $8 million.
And why does Buffalo have to be the team that pays him $9 million?
Well, they don't. They really don't. That's why, you know, when you're looking at this hockey projections of contracts coming up, it's a little bit.
I'm gonna tell you
it's
what.
A little bit laughable.
I'm gonna tell you what. If all these guys are going to demand that kind of dollar, and I mean all of them, not just Sam, but all of them, you have a lot of holdouts this year.
Yes, you will.
Because there's gonna be there that I don't. You're not gonna break Lou Lamoriello's back, Matthew Barzal, for a $9.8 million contract because you think you've earned it. I don't see it. Alex Pietrangelo is 30. He's going to get an 8-year deal for $9.3 million. 8-year deal for a 30-year-old defenseman. We got to go to break. Instigators, we'll be right back with our buy-sell trade, and we'll tell you our plan for the rest of the week. Stick around.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, La Bamba. Buy, sell, trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Hey, I heard a great joke yesterday. Talk about, oh, look, there's a chicken, eh?
Squirrel.
Someone said, because I made the joke about during the quarantine, you're going to either have divorce rates go up or birth rates go up.
Yep.
Right? Someone said, this generation, you know how they're the baby boomers, they're the generation this, or the. They said they're going to be called the quarantines when they're in their teens. I thought it was T-E-E-N-S. I thought it was, listen. Social nice. Media brings out a lot of bad stuff.
A lot of
in
people
fact,
sitting
I hate,
at,
hate
a
social
lot of
media.
People sitting at home without ideas right now.
And that's what I mean. There, it allows them to come up with some really good, clever, yep. creative ideas. A lot of I'm going to say this: for every one great idea, there's about 2,000 bad ones. But sometimes you got to find that needle in a haystack. Instigators, like I said, buy sell trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. We're going to be on the air, radio only. For however long we're going to ride this thing out, But lots of news around the NFL. Tom Brady not returning to the Patriots.
2-minute warning.
So that's our 2-minute warning right there. No pun intended with the football. So our buy-sell trade today is not hockey-related. Bills are AFC East Division faves with Brady gone. And I'm going to trade this. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I have no idea. And I feel like I owe it to everybody out there, to be honest with you. I don't know the other rosters. I know this Diggs move is huge. But I'm going to let our instigator football correspondent,
in-house
Craig Reavey.
Correspondent.
Yep, here he goes.
I mean, this has to do with one thing. We have a very positive vibe in Bills Nation. We picked up and acquired some pieces that I believe are going to strengthen an already strong unit of young, and I say young players.
Last minute of play in the show.
And I believe that the Bills have matured, and Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have done masterful things about building this from the ground up.
Who's
and
more
I believe,
excited about Diggs? Management, the coach, or Josh Allen?
I think everybody involved, you can't just put it on Josh Allen or the management. Everybody is involved. They went out and got a young, elite receiver and adding that to an already strong Brown and Beasley. I mean, these are weapons that Josh Allen is going to have at his disposal this year, and I'm super excited. I'm buying this.
Well, at your disposal will be the Instigators Radio only on WGR 550 from here on out. Regular guests will be on Elliot Thursday, Dregs on Friday. One Bills Live is next, and we thank everybody for tuning in, and we'll continue to bring you coverage throughout this tough time. Stick around more for One Bills Live. Coming up next, more football talk.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.